Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm very glad Nell Merlino is here, too, folks. Nell is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and CEO of Count Me In. She has helped many, many people, especially ladies, get their businesses off the ground, get the capital they need, and that's one of the reasons why she's one of my heroes. And she's here to, with some information, I think, that you and I both can use. Nell Merlino, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Jim. Always good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Good.
Hey, Nell, as you, one of the things you've been doing now for a long time is helping small business owners get their business out of the dirt, get it launched, get a foundation under it, and mm-hmm. give them an opportunity to grow. As you look in, as you look across the into your Nell Merlino crystal ball there, and look mm-hmm. into 2011, what kind of issues do you see for small business owners that we're going to be facing?
Well, I think on the positive side, the economy is slowly coming back. So there are opportunities. There are definitely opportunities, and people appear to be spending more money than they were spending. So that's good.
Right.
But the challenge that I see is how many sectors, if you will, that impact small business are changing. And I would particularly say that that's true in the finance sector, where there have just been an extraordinary number of changes in that arena, so
you really have to
keep up with what's going on, whether it's your local bank or the SBA or wherever it is that you get your financing, because the rules are changing, and the I think perceptions and what people were looking for 3 years ago in terms of a good bet in terms of financing has that picture has changed. So I think it's that. And the other thing that has changed dramatically is media and how we market our products and speak to our customers.
Let's talk about that financial thing, because I know that's an area that you stay connected to and have actually had an impact on quite a bit over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I keep invoking Spencer Johnson's book, Who Moved My Cheese? But when we think about that book where he talks about how you used to do business is now a lot different. Basically, that's the message of the story. Your customers aren't where you thought they were, where they were yesterday. They moved somewhere else, but it's not moving your cheese is not just about customers, is it? Sometimes it's who moved my bank, who moved my financing, where's my money?
Exactly. And I think it is the key. You could have been playing by all the rules, and some of the rules are changing.
And I'm glad to hear the only reason I'm glad to hear you say that, now, I'm sorry that you're having to say it, but the reason I'm glad you're saying it is because there are a lot of small business owners out there who are, if they have had a hard time or if they're still having a hard time, they really need to work hard to differentiate between the things that they can make a difference in and the things that they didn't have any control over.
We need to make sure we don't beat ourselves up for things that we had no control over. Yes. I want to keep saying this to folks, that you've been playing by whatever rules were out there, and the rules are changing.
Right.
And you need to keep in touch with. That's why I think shows like yours are so important. Why organizations like Count Me In, because we hear from people all over the country, you start to hear and see the impact of these changes and the different things that you need to do now as a small business owner to, get yourself, in gear so that you can get the financing that you're looking for. Because the money is I'm not going to say it's easier. I thought last year was pretty tight, and I think this year, I think more financial institutions will be figuring out how the rules have changed for them, both at a state level and a national level. so that I think some of it will start to become clearer. But most importantly, I think it's important to stay in close touch. If you work with a banker already, stay in touch with them. Find out how the rules are changing for them so that, therefore, you have a sense of how it's changing for you. There are also new programs coming out, you know, out of the SBA that may be helpful to some people. I think there
way too many small business owners don't know enough about what the SBA programs offer.
I know. And I actually think they have a pretty good website. It's just SBA.gov. If it is worth spending time on that website and going to see, you know, that there are statewide SBA offices. I know some wonderful people who work at the SBA, you know, in different
There are wonderful people, great people. You and I both have friends there. Now, one of the things that I'd like to there are two quick tips I think we could give small business owners about banking. Number one is, and this is me saying this, folks, I'll let Nell chime in if she wants. But, folks, I've been telling you for 13 years to have a relationship with a local independent community bank.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, folks.
I agree 100%.
Nell, I was telling small business owners that on the radio in 97. And every day since then, I've been saying this. And, folks, I told you a long 12 years before, the 10 years before, at least 13 years before the crash of 08, I was telling you to make sure that you have this kind of relationship with a local bank. And if you had, now the people who took my advice, they've had less problems getting the capital they needed.
Yep, I absolutely agree.
And so it's not too late to start that relationship. And I'll tell you something else. Many of them are great SBA lenders.
Yes, they are. And in fact, a number of the programs that have come out in the past 2 years in response to the recession, they have particularly allocated a lot of money to the community banks.
$30 billion, I think.
I absolutely agree with you, Jim. I mean, we've seen people do very well with their community banks. But it's like it's a decision you could make today and just go over to your nearest bank, introduce yourself, let them know what your business is, and you know, you may not be looking for money today, but you might be in 2 months. So if they know you, it's better. Plus, they're looking for business, too. They're a small business. That's the thing that I think we forget about the community banks. They're a small business. So they want to know what you're doing. They want to get involved in the success that you want to create.
Right.
Hold on to that thought now.
I got to take a quick break, folks. Great advice from Nell Marlino. Her business is called Count Me In. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her website. And when we come back, I'm going to get Nell to talk about that media topic that she had on her mind. This is very important, folks. This is how you're going to connect with customers in the future.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.